Berklee College of Music and the MIT Media Lab are joining forces to try to solve some of the most complicated and expensive issues in the music industry. They're taking on licensing, distribution, and ownership rights, and big names are signing on, including Spotify, YouTube, Netflix, and NPR. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on the beginning phase of what's known as the Open Music Initiative.
We all know the music industry has been reeling in the wake of the digital revolution. Panos Panay says some of the biggest bedeviling issues are ownership rights and payment.
There's hardly a day when you pick up the newspaper and you're not reading about yet another lawsuit that is happening in the industry, or yet another situation where takedown notices are being sent because there is unauthorized use of music on a particular streaming service.
Panay is founder of the Berklee Institute for Creative Entrepreneurship and is part of the academic team leading this new cross-industry open music initiative.
We think that with a shared way of identifying ownership, some of these issues will go away.
Berklee, MIT, media outlets, and record labels are laying the groundwork for an open database that will store ownership rights. They hope it will expedite payment flows to artists from all the places that deliver their music. Panay says the explosion of ways to consume music via streaming, internet radio, podcasts, YouTube, makes it hard to track who should get paid and how much.
It's one of the few industries that I know where you can use something and it's okay to not really know who to pay. Well, we don't think that that should be acceptable.
I'm surprised that it has taken us a decade of streaming to start having a discussion about a transparent and fair distribution system.
Indie Boston musician Peter Bufano likes the idea. He went to Berklee and hopes this means the music industry is learning from the past.
I released my first album a dozen years ago. I was streaming a decade ago. I'm looking at right now on my screen a list of every service you could have ever streamed my albums on, and it exceeds 50 companies, most of which are out of business. That's where it's going until we change something.
But while change is in the wind, it will take a while to happen. The first meeting of the Open Music Initiative is next week, when the group will sit down and get to work. For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.